Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. I'm Casey Luskin and I have here with us today Dr. Steve Fuller, Professor of Sociology at the University of Warwick in the United Kingdom. Dr. Fuller was recently on the show with us talking about his background in the intelligent design debate and his involvement in the Kitzmiller versus Dover case, and it's wonderful to have you on the show with us again. Thank you so much, Dr. Fuller.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Fuller, the UK has been in the news quite a bit lately because it seems that a Minister of Education at the Royal Society has stepped down because of his views on creationism and whether creationism should be discussed. When they say creationism, they really mean ID. And I may not have a completely accurate take on the situation because I know that you, obviously being based in the UK, know probably far more about this than I do. But my basic understanding is that this head of education for the Royal Society was not even necessarily saying that creationism should be discussed in a positive light. As a matter of fact, he was suggesting that creationism, which, you know, they basically equate with ID, when they say creationism, they really mean ID, that, you know, he was saying that it should be attacked, not that it should even be taught in a favorable light, and yet now he's being forced to step down. I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about this situation, why the head of education for the Royal Society has stepped down, and whether my description of this is accurate at all. Could you enlighten us about the situation?
Okay. First of all, yes, this is a... So the person we're talking about here is Michael Rice. Michael Rice is an ordained priest in the Church of England, and he is also has a PhD in biology, and his normal job is professor of science education at the Institute of Education in the University of London. Okay, so I think the thing that's very important to keep in mind at the outset is that this is a man who's written, I believe, about 200 articles and so forth in the field of science education. He's not just a public relations guy, okay, though he does have this title, Director of Education for the Royal Society. And he is someone who I would say... in the various debates that have taken place over creationism and evolution and ID in the United Kingdom, is seen as a very moderate figure, by my lights, maybe even a little too moderate. He's not the sort of guy who you would imagine would intentionally cause controversy. Now, what's caused the controversy is a talk that he gave at the British Association for the Advancement of Science, which is the annual kind of public understanding of science meeting in the UK, and he was asked about the teaching of creationism, and his line was that he didn't think that creationism ought to be taught in the sense of being put on the curriculum, but rather if students were to raise creationist concerns, that teachers should take it seriously, even if taking seriously means to tell them that no, God didn't create the world in 6 days. But nevertheless should treat the views with respect. And I think the thing that really got Rice into trouble was a particular thing he said, which was that creationism is not it's not a misconception or bad science, it is just a worldview. And that was the attitude that science educators ought to have. Even if they were going to disagree with creationism, they should not just treat it as a sheer error. And I think what he had in mind there was the idea that, if people are creationists, they believe in God, and God is doing more work than just scientific work, right? God is giving meaning to their lives and things like that. And Rice, as an ordained minister, was very concerned that science educators didn't kind of step on, students' belief systems.
Okay. So, obviously what he's saying doesn't sound too controversial. As a matter of fact, I can think of many leading Darwinists in the U.S. who have said this sort of thing in terms of how teachers should teach this issue when it comes up in public schools. I could imagine going to a lecture by someone like Brian Alters or Eugenie Scott and hearing similar things. Don't step on their religious beliefs. You can tell them that their views are scientifically wrong, but treat them with respect and so forth. I suppose. So why did he get in so much trouble for saying this? Why were his views so controversial? Apparently.
Well, because he refused to say, I think, that creationism was false. Mm. I think that's what it boils down to, right? I mean, because he said it was a worldview, and that he made a point of saying it was not a misconception.
Okay.
Just because it was science. See, just because it doesn't conform to science doesn't mean it's false altogether. And I think what he was, I can't read the man's mind, but my guess is you know, he's one of these people who believes that you might say that there are multiple senses of reality here.
Okay.
And, you see, I think that's kind of where he's coming from, and he wanted that to be kind of a preserved space that science can touch.
So, do you feel that in the Royal Society and the British Association for the Advancement of Science, that there are forces who really want to attack religion and want to go on the offense against religion, and felt that he was just not compatible with their agenda?
Well, there were always people like Richard Dawkins who had serious doubts about having someone who's an ordained minister be the director of education for the Royal Society. But the fact of the matter is, and this is where I have no problem with anything Rice said, because look, Rice is an expert in science education. The people who wanted him fired aren't, even if they have Nobel Prizes. Okay? And what Rice is reflecting on here is the fact, he studies what happens in classrooms, right? And I think Rice's bottom line, you know, is on the one hand respecting students' viewpoints, right, but also encouraging them to want to do science. And I think one of the great science stoppers is to basically said, well, you know, student, if you want to continue to learn science in this classroom, you better leave all of your deeply held metaphysical commitments at the door. Okay, first of all, as we have discussed with regard to intelligent design and its history, that's just bad from a historical standpoint, but it's certainly bad from a contemporary standpoint where you're trying to encourage people to do science. So what you want to do is you want to work with everything you've got, and why should you discourage strongly religious people from doing science?
So what can we infer about the state of academic freedom in the UK from this incident?
Well, the way I found it, because I'm in Texas talking to you at the moment, the way I found out about this, because this is very fast-moving events. In fact, I had been in email contact with Rice the day before he resigned, and I didn't even know it was coming, because he and I were in contact about other things, and so this happened very suddenly. But I think the way I found out, though, was because the Index on Censorship, which is a UK-based organization that actually monitors the state of intellectual freedom around the world, contacted me to write a piece on this. And that was the first time I'd heard about it. And so this is taken very seriously, it seems to me, as an infringement on intellectual freedom.
Wow, wow. Well, this is very interesting, not at all unlike many of the incidents we've had here in the U.S. One last question. Last year, the Council of Europe adopted a resolution that said that intelligent design could become a, quote, threat to human rights, unquote. I know you've written about this a little bit. Do you see those factors and the factors behind that resolution playing into this situation here in terms of the intolerance that exists in Europe on this issue?
Well, I think what's going on in Europe, and, the Council of Europe is largely a continental Europe-based thing. I think what they're worried about is, you might say, a kind of pincer attack from two rather opposed but equally religious forces. On the one hand, they're worried about America, which they associate with a kind of evangelical Christian right-wing thing. And then they're also worried about the Islamic world, in particular the prospect of Turkey, which is a country of 70 million people, after all, becoming part of the European Union and kind of swamping Europe with Islamic stuff. Because both America and the Islamic world have been pushing their own versions of creationism and intelligent design, and I think for the secular European this is a very threatening prospect. Okay, so I think that's kind of what's behind the Council of Europe thing. I think what's going on with the United Kingdom is a much funnier situation and very uncharacteristic of the UK, I have to say, because Britain is actually a country, and I can say this based on my own experience, right? Because as my my participation in the Kitzmiller trial has generated no end of controversy, but it's never led to anyone even, suggesting I resign or anything of that sort. I mean, we're a very liberal culture in Britain, generally speaking. And so the fact that Rice has been kind of forced out is very disturbing. And I guess what it does suggest is that there are a lot of senior scientists who are worried that intelligent design and creationism is actually getting a following. That's my sense of it. There's certainly much more discussion about it than there has been before. It's being discussed for the most part pretty reasonably. And I think that's disturbing a lot of scientists.
Wow. Well, that in and of itself is disturbing that it's disturbing them. And I think that if the UK is following the US's direction, and that maybe ID and non-evolutionary views are getting more traction, that would be a good thing. But it would not be a good thing, and I'd be very saddened to hear if it's also following in the footsteps of the U.S., where there's becoming an increasingly intolerant climate towards those who are skeptical of Darwinism. Dr. Fuller, thank you very much for your commentary and enlightening us on this situation.
Okay, thank you.
This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. If you're in the UK and you doubt Darwin, you might want to keep your head down for a little while. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.